Hi, I'm Life Coach Mama, a life coach for moms who want to find more joy and more peace in their marriage and in their parenting. My husband and I have 8 kids. We love having a big family and often hear the phrase, "You've got your hands full." Come and join me as I interview moms of all ages and in all stages from around the world. Be encouraged, find inspiration and confidence that you can handle another kid. And if this is a topic that interests you, please check out my book, Have Another Kid Without Losing It, available for purchase today on Amazon by Lauren Loboda. I am back, and today I have my friend Donna, and I'm so excited to interview her. We have known each other for 8 years, almost 9 now. When our daughters met the summer before kindergarten started, they were in kindergarten together and have stayed good friends. Before we get into her childhood, I'll just have Donna explain a little bit or introduce herself a little bit. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Perfect. Well, so good to be here, Lauren. So fun always hanging out with you. I am the youngest of 7. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and a big, strong Italian-Irish Catholic family. Hence, some people think that's the automatic 7. No, I'm married to a great, great man. His name is Brian, and we have 1 daughter, as you mentioned, Cameron, together. I was a sales manager for over 20 years for Kimberly-Clark, and I represented the Huggies line, which is kind of funny. Huggies diapers for the U.S. hospital division for them for the last 6 years of my career with them. So I always find it funny when I started with sales, I started with Gerber baby food. I feel like family and babies and, you know, children are a part of my life. And then I ended my career at Huggies. So, and I'm excited to talk about my family. I love talking about my family. I'm very fortunate to have such a great, big, large family, and we all love each other and get along, which people find very, odd today.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your mom and dad, how they met?
My mom and dad, Jim and Lou, as we lovingly call them, but mom and dad, a ton of love and a ton of laughter. And, you know, we were able to grow with that, but they started dating at 14 and 16 and got married in their early 20s and had my first sibling, my sister.
Was it like West Side Story where like the family's
yeah. Not quite that bad.
No violence, no gangs.
No violence, no gangs. Well, I mean, that's debatable, I'm sure. You know, my mom's just a strong woman, so they complimented each other for sure. And so they got married in 1959. Okay. And they had my sister Catherine. Uh-huh. So she's the oldest. And there's,
of course, her name is Catherine.
Of course, Catherine Bridget. A little redhead again, you know, a lot of redheads, blue eyes, fair skin, you know, and then Lauren will tell you I'm the youngest and I'm the dark. My mom got one at 7. She always said I had to have 7 of you just to get a dark haired baby. Say, you know, what happened, mom? She speaks 4 languages. She has red hair, green eyes. She travels the world. I'm like, by the time you get to number 7, there was nothing left. You know? And my mom would say, Donna, please. So there's a James Theodore. So he did get the Italian Theodore in there.
That's true.
And my brother Jimmy, he is exactly. He teaches at Max Hayes in Cleveland. He's really dedicated to his students. He works really hard for them. And so then there's the third one, Margaret Mary.
Stop. Is she the one who wanted to be a nun?
Yes.
Of course. We call her name.
We call her Sister Vicious. Like I said, we all have nicknames, so we call her Sister Vicious.
What a nice nickname.
I know. She's great.
I'm dying to know your nickname. Let's just wait till we get there.
Yeah, okay. Sure. So we get there. I'm Sister Vicious. So my sister Margie, she's just, actually, you remind me of her. She's just a ball of energy.
Must be amazing.
She is amazing. There's just a ball of energy. She had more dates growing up. I would be like, and I loved it because she would have boys take her out and they would like want to impress my sister, the younger kids, right? So they bring us stuffed animals.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was always fun. That's Margaret Mary. So that we call her Margie or, you know, Sister Vicious or Worglum. Then there's my brother, Michael.
Yeah.
So we have a Michael.
Of course.
Of course. So anyway, so then there's Bucky. So his nickname is Bucky. And then,
Bucky.
Which is another great story.
Oh, man.
So then you're going to have to edit all this before. She's going to think, like, why did I even have this one? So it's kind of interesting. Our family's really, it goes the first four.
Yeah.
So Catherine, Jimmy, Margie, and Michael.
Got it.
And then my brother Michael was born with some heart issues. So
yeah.
There is a lag before the next three. So it's the first four and the last three. There's only a year or two between the first four.
That's what I figured. Okay.
And then there's a 3 or 4 year between number five. Then you get my brother Daniel Simon, Danny, and Danny boy is Danny boy.
Can't get much more Irish.
I'm telling you what. And he's a walking angel, my brother Danny. He's the sweetest, always a sweet boy and just a sweet husband and father and just a sweet friend. So then there's Danny. Yeah. And then
he's your favorite. We won't tell anyone.
No, don't say that. I just winked, brother Dan. Then we get to my sister Beth.
Aww.
And Beth and I are closest in age. So she's very organized and she keeps our family on their toes, whether we want it or not. She's going to.
Everyone needs one.
She's going to tell us, yeah. Yes, this is the, you know, this is what we need to be doing. And, but you know, it's really great because everyone has different roles in the family.
Right.
And you really need someone like that who kind of keeps everything together, especially as your parents age and
right.
You know, especially as life happens. Right.
Yeah.
And then obviously you get to me and I'm the youngest and I always have to add on, we do have an eighth sibling and her name is Patty I. And she was my sister's best friend. And you were talking about immigrants moving to the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So Patty, she came to the U.S. I don't know. I'd have to ask her. Right before kindergarten, maybe?
Okay.
From Italy. So her whole family came, so she didn't speak English. And they moved like four houses down from us growing up in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And my sister and her were best friends. And my parents helped like enroll her in school. And she's kind of, and when you look at pictures of us, Patty I is always there. You know what I mean? So everyone gets a little confused. You're like, how many siblings are there? I'm like, well, there's seven, but everyone now knows, who knows our family, that Patty I is also a Mulgrew.
Right.
Right? She's just, you know, my parents split everything up equally, eight of us. Like,
wow.
It's always, yeah. So
that's wonderful.
Then we have
what's one more?
But I would be remiss if I didn't mention sister Patty I.
Patty I.
Yeah. 3, 24, first cousins.
Oh.
And we're all really close. And, you know, they say your cousins are your first friends. And
yeah.
That is so true. I just had lunch with one of my cousins, Frankie.
Aww.
Frankie Mulgrew yesterday. You know.
I love it.
Yeah.
But wait, what's your nickname?
Oh, my nickname's Junkyard.
What? Yeah. Okay, I never would have guessed that.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so my next question is, tell me the stories behind whatever nicknames you want. You don't have to do all of them, but your favorites.
I'll do Bucky.
Okay, yeah.
Uncle Bucky. So, you know, like most kids, your teeth aren't perfect, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I won't do the story justice because my brother tells it best, but this will give you a little idea of my mom and her dynamic about her kids and how fierce she was as a mother. My brother, he was playing baseball. Mm-hmm. He was maybe in fourth grade or whatever. And he was playing for Mount Carmel, the CYO, and they were playing probably another city school, like the public school. And my brother is the catcher.
Yeah.
And, some parent said, come on, Bucky, to my brother, I guess, I don't know if he did something to the other boy or whatever happened. So my brother came home and he was so upset. He's like, oh my gosh, mom, this, you know, he's crying. He's like, this lady called me Bucky. So man, he goes, my mom went back up to that field. You know, again, she has kids at home, so she didn't go to all the event, you know, all the sporting events. Who knew what?
And no one really did.
And no one back then. Yeah. So who knew what parent was? Yeah. So anyway, it's so funny. So my mom flew up there. You know, God only knows if she would have caught this woman when she would have sent her under her swear, don't be messing with her kids. And it was so funny, but my brother.
I'd love to know what she said.
But my brother, well, the lady was gone.
Oh.
So as I said, thank God. But the funny, because the game was over and Michael came over. My brother Michael came over. But the funny thing was, is my brother Jimmy was like, what are you crying for, Bucky?
What about Junkyard?
Junkyard came, actually, this is a sweet story.
Oh.
My brother Jimmy, it was a dog, actually. It was like an orange-yellow dog.
And I love this dog. Mm. And I never like put it down. I always had it. And it looked like it belonged
in junkyard.
Like it was like mangled by the like junkyard dog. So that's how it. So
that
then all of my dance friends would call me Junkyard, you know. So
yeah.
So that's kind of how I got that name. But that one doesn't stick as much as Bucky.
Yeah. Tell me about your first plane trip. You said was to see your sister in a convent.
Yeah.
So stereotypical big Catholic family.
Yes. So my sister Margie, Margaret Mary, so she was going to join the Franciscans and she was going to move to Illinois and she's maybe 20, 18, 19.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so she did. She went to, and she joined the Franciscan order in Illinois and then she was in St. Louis. And that goes back to my first plane ride.
Yeah.
So we were going to go see her, make her first vows.
Uh-huh.
You know, they make several vows.
Yeah. Because
It wasn't like I was going to Florida or I was going to a convent. I was actually staying in the convent with my mom and I. But I will say it was a really good time because a lot of people donate to the convent and they had a summer house with a pool. And of course, I'm the only one in it. Yeah.
She might as well have been in Florida.
So exactly. So it all worked out really well. But she ended up, just for conversation or just to finish the story about my sister Margie, she did leave the convent before her final vows.
Yeah.
And she's married and a mother of four and she's a Catholic high school religion teacher.
Of course.
Yeah. And she's very devoted and, you know, to the Lord still. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. We joke, we call her Sister Vicious.
Tell me about college. Like I'm worried about college for one kid. I'm worried about college for two kids. Like.
Right.
Was that even an expectation or do you remember your parents ever being nervous about anything money wise?
You know, it's funny because I think back now and I think to myself, I don't know how, you know, Catholic school, braces, glasses, food, like you think on a one, you know, on a salesman's income, right? But I think my mom used to always say, it'll all work out and you rob Peter to pay Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whoever needed whatever they
obviously
needed,
it did.
whoever they needed at the time, was where their efforts was, right? So as far as college, I will say, my sister college. I don't think the rest of us would have went. I think we would have went into the trades.
Yeah,
it was very big back then, right?
Right.
You know, you're Irish, you're going to be a cop, a fireman, or work in the trades. I mean, you know, you're Italian, you'll be a plumber. You know, stoneworker, mason, whatever.
Right.
You know, it's just how it was.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom was very, very big on school and education and you're going to finish and you're not going to go get wayward.
Mm.
So my sister Catherine was the first to go to college. And then I think my parents learned how to, you know, they fill out financial aid forms and, you know, they learned from her for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. By the time I went to school, I think they just kind of figured it out. I mean, we had student loans.
Yeah.
You know, it was just what it was, but you weren't not going to go. And where they could help, they helped. And where they couldn't, you know, you just figured it out.
Yeah.
Right. I guess
there's no other option.
There's no, you don't know any difference.
Well, right.
And I think my parents never, I mean, I know they worried and, you know, like anything else, you worry about, you know, your kids and what they need and things like that. But like I said, we didn't know any better. Like, we didn't know. My parents were really good about, I don't know, we just had so much joy and fun and love and we just made it work. So, you know, and the older siblings would help with the younger siblings too, growing up, right? So if my sisters were working or my brothers and, you know, I needed a pair of shoes for a sporting event, you know, I'd miraculously come home and there'd be a pair of shoes for, you know, cheerleading or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just kind of always did for each other.
Can you share about your mom's blog and your mom's book?
Yeah.
And like what the title so people can find it?
Yeah.
Maybe they want to read more.
Yeah, for sure. So when my dad passed away, my oldest sister, Catherine, you know, we knew we had to do something for my mom just to, you know, to keep her going. And so my sister, my mom was always telling us stories about growing up, right? Growing up in the old neighborhood, growing up with the old Italian, the old Italian women, you know, and how everyone knew everything and who was running numbers, who was doing what, you know? So we'd always say, Mom, you got to write these things down. So my sister said, Mom, we're going to start a blog and it's called, I think it's Bella Mama. And my mom would tell her the stories or write them down, give them to her. My sister would edit them and put them on this blog. And my sister, again, she travels all over the world. She would send it out to other, her friends in Helsinki or South Africa or, you know, Singapore, wherever.
Wow.
And so it was a big reach, and it gave my mom a huge kick every week, you know, because she'd see the little comments from all over the world. But so what happened was, is she did that for, she did the blog for about 3 years. And then my mom's like, my sister was like, we should put this into a book. So the book is The Times of Our Lives. And it's about a Italian neighborhood, growing up in the Italian neighborhood from my mom's era, from the 30s.
Wow.
Up until, you know, my siblings.
Wow.
And I growing up in this Italian neighborhood and being Irish and marrying an Irishman in an Italian neighborhood. And it's just really funny anecdotal stories. And not just about their era, but also about, you know, us and our siblings and, you know, just some crazy, funny stories. And so, yeah, it's on Amazon, and, we actually donate the proceeds to, my mom was really big on, donating to the food, to food banks and to the poor. So yeah, every year for Christmas, when we were adults, she would just every year, just donate to the local food banks instead of, I mean, what are you going to get your grown kids?
Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what she would always do on behalf of us. So, you know, all the proceeds then go either to that or to St. Jude.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or back to Mount Carmel, to the parish we grew up in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So,
her memory lives on.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And she passed away when?
Just in 2020. So in December of 2020.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. It's good. Like I said, believe me, we keep her going.
Well, thank you, Donna. These stories were so good. And you have a blog and a book to read if you want more, because I feel like we could go on and on about, I have more questions, but we have to stop.
Oh gosh, the stories. Well, when there's seven of you and there's just, you know, all these different characters, it's just, oh, the stories.
Plus the parents and the cousins and the grandparents.
Yeah.
Thank you
no,
for your
fun.
Time.
It was fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, friends, we'll be back with another interview next week.